Welcome back to day three of the Hormone Real Talk Bootcamp. I'm so excited that you're still here. Today, we're going to be talking about PMS, and we're even going to dive into PMDD a little bit. So if that is you who struggles with PMS or PMDD, or you have some friends who do, make sure to share this episode with them because we are going to dive into why PMS is truly not all in your head. There are so many physical causes of PMS that are things you have control to do something about. And so we're going to dive into that and help you walk away with some strategies to have less PMS this month.
Hi, my name is Rachel, and I live in Atlanta, Georgia, with my husband and my one-year-old daughter. Since I was a teenager, I've had a long and difficult journey with my hormones. I had heavy, painful periods, acne, mood swings, irritability, gut issues, anxiety, and depression. I would seek out help from my doctors, whose only advice was to go on birth control, acne meds, and antidepressants, but I still did not feel fully well. A year ago after the birth of my daughter, I fell into a difficult postpartum depression and anxiety. I knew I needed help. In an attempt to find something that would work for me, I searched hormone balance on my podcast and stumbled upon Leisha's podcast. I binge listened to her podcast in a few days because for once in my life, I felt so validated. I then took her course, Nourish Your Hormones, and joined her coaching group. I learned about all the ways to balance hormones naturally. What was great is that all of these steps, they made sense, they were simple, and I could tailor them to my budget. Once I began implementing these steps, I noticed a dramatic change, even within the first few months. My skin cleared up, my gut issues started resolving, my depression and anxiety greatly decreased, and I no longer had intense PMS symptoms or painful periods. I had learned so much about my body, and I understand and even love my hormones in a whole new way that I could never imagine. Now I feel like I'm actually living and enjoying my life. I have more capacity to be a better mom and a better wife to my family. Words cannot describe how grateful I am for Leisha and how she changed my life.
Welcome to the Happily Hormonal podcast. Now, if you're a little iffy on whether or not the word hormonal is a good one, then you are in the right place. If you would love to have lasting energy, balanced hormones, and better periods, and you find yourself spending all of your precious time after the kids go to bed researching what to eat, what supplements to take, how to exercise, and you feel overwhelmed by all the info out there, then I've got you. I'm Leisha Drew, registered nurse and functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner, plus mama of three little ones, and I know that hormone balance doesn't have to be hard. I'll help you balance your hormones without perfection with simple steps that actually work for busy mamas so you can feel good inside and out and be present, joyful, and confident in the beautiful life you're already living. If you're in for happy hormones, taking messy action, and seeing results without perfection, then put your hair in that mom bun, grab your toddler the seventh snack of the day, and grab yourself a bone broth hot chocolate so we can do this. So I just want to get really clear on what PMS is as we move into this episode and start talking about it. So PMS is premenstrual syndrome, and it is a diagnosis that so many women have given themselves, or their doctors have given them, or their husbands have given them, because essentially what we kind of think of it as a society, is just a woman being a kind of grumpy the week before her period. And while this has been the brunt of many jokes, and we make jokes about it ourselves, it is something that truly can affect women on a really deep basis. And if you have experienced PMS, then you know this. And if you've experienced PMDD, you know this on an even deeper level. So I want to just kind of clarify what PMS is that is abnormal and what PMDD is to make it even more clear kind of where you may be on the spectrum. So PMS, premenstrual syndrome, is essentially symptoms that happen before your period. And what I see most typically is some moodiness before your cycle, usually within that first week or that last week before your period starts. And this can have a variety of ways that it shows up. So irritability is a big one. It can be anger. It can be sadness. It can be depression. And it can also be anxiety. And this is one that I see a lot of times that maybe isn't as clear that it is related to the cycle, because we are used to PMS being kind of like more like depression mood symptoms. And so anxiety is something that can fall under this umbrella of PMS as well. Now, premenstrual syndrome can also be physical symptoms like breast tenderness prior to your period, or cramping, or hormonal acne, or really any of those hormone symptoms that are showing up the week before your period. And the reason that these hormone symptoms show up a lot of times in this part of your cycle is because progesterone is starting starting to wean off, estrogen has a spike at this part of your cycle, and then everything changes and drops off right before your period starts. So it's a lot of hormone changes for your body. And when we look at PMDD, PMDD is essentially a heightened sense of any of those mood symptoms. So PMDD is something that is often needing to be diagnosed by a doctor. And it is essentially just a very heightened version of PMS mood symptoms. So it can be major depression, it can be major anxiety, but it is a more severe form of PMS disorder. And it truly is something that needs to be taken seriously, because that suicide and even homicide rates in women are highest during this phase. And while that sounds very severe and very extra, that is something that is absolutely true. And it's also true that women who are struggling with PMDD or PMS can also make big life decisions in this phase of their cycle that may or may not be something that they would typically do if they were in a more balanced state in their hormones and emotions. And so things like quitting jobs or making decisions about relationships, those are things that can be, you know, big life changes that decisions don't really need to be made at this point in your cycle, but you can feel so strongly at this point in your cycle that something needs to change, that sometimes these big life choices are made. And so with that being said, when we're looking at PMS and PMDD, it's really important that we shift this. And what I would consider to be normal in this phase of the cycle is really just having maybe like slightly lower energy prior to your period, maybe like a few minutes or a few hours of just kind of like a little bit of irritability is not so out of the question, but having like multiple days where you are truly not feeling like yourself and maybe even weeks of not feeling like yourself is absolutely not normal. And it's something that we can do something about. So one of the first causes that I always look for PMS and PMDD is an imbalance of hormones. And one of the most typical imbalances of hormones that I see that cause PMS or PMDD is estrogen dominance. Because in this part of your cycle, in your luteal phase, progesterone should be dominant. And if estrogen is dominant, there are two reasons that it could be dominant. Number one is your body is making more estrogen than you need to make. And number two is that your body is not making enough progesterone to outpace that estrogen in this part of your cycle. And if too much estrogen is the problem, there also is the consideration that your body is just not detoxing the estrogen as well as it could be. So these are the two main hormone imbalances that I see and work with my clients and students on all the time. And they truly have some very simple answers to be able to get those things balanced. And it does not have to be birth control, and it does not have to be psychiatric medications like antidepressants to be able to fix this problem. It is a simple solution of creating more safety in the body and making sure that hormones are able to be made well, they have the ingredients to be made well, and that they have the ingredients to be detoxified well. And that is why those are the first two steps in Nourish Your Hormones, creating the ingredients needed to not only make the hormones that you need to make each month, so enough estrogen and enough progesterone, but also to detoxify and move those hormones out appropriately. Those two steps are absolutely crucial in fixing PMS, in fixing bad periods, in fixing hormonal acne, and in just feeling balanced all month long. So estrogen dominance is one of the biggest causes of PMS and one that I see as one of the most common. Another one that I see sometimes is a change in the GABA response in the body due to progesterone. And GABA is a neurotransmitter that sends chemical messages through the brain and the nervous system, and it's involved in regulating communication between brain cells. So GABA typically is a neurotransmitter that is calming, and it helps the body in its response to stress. But there, in some women, especially with a specific progesterone metabolite that we test for on the Dutch test, the alpha progesterone metabolite should be calming as well. But in this paradoxical GABA response, it actually becomes stimulating instead, and it increases anxiety and irritability. So sometimes this can be an uncommon cause of PMS, but it is one that I've seen multiple times, and it can also be link to PMDD. So the interesting thing about this paradoxical GABA response is that there's kind of a U-shaped curve of progesterone levels that can cause this response. And so in certain individuals who are more responsive to the alpha metabolite of progesterone, we would see a modest amount of progesterone causing this response. So maybe like around a luteal range for some women, and that response would be absent at higher doses or absent at lower doses, which would mean that during the phase of your cycle where there's no progesterone, those symptoms would not be present. And even with addition of more progesterone, those symptoms would not be present. And it's really interesting to see what we can do to help support that response to be more appropriate without necessarily having to add medication. But just knowing that there are multiple causes of PMS can be really helpful. And another cause that I see also really often is going to be issues with blood sugar balance and mineral depletion. And the truth is, when you are depleted and when you don't have enough minerals and your blood sugar is all over the place, you are not going to feel good in your luteal phase, and you're not going to feel good any time in the month, but especially during your luteal phase, because your metabolism speeds up when progesterone rises, and there is just going to be a little bit more of a metabolic requirement for the body. And if you don't have the ingredients in your body, minerals and balanced blood sugar and balanced stress hormones, to meet that requirement, then you are going to feel like you're at the end of your rope, because you kind of are. And so this is why replenishing nutrients and replenishing minerals, as well as balancing blood sugar, are also huge pieces of what I do when I work with women, because we have to look at things as a holistic picture. So when we know that PMS is not just a mind thing, it's not just something to joke about, and we know that there are physical causes, then that's where we have a chance to do something about it. And so if you know that PMS is really costing you in your life, and that you are not the same woman that you want to be because of this PMS, then this is the time to do something about it. And Nourish Your Hormones is the step-by-step method to help you really improve PMS, as well as improve your periods and improve your energy throughout your entire cycle. And when we look at overall management for PMS, it truly needs to come from a full picture perspective. And I think that when we just throw a supplement at it and we just take, you know, like happy juice or something that is going to essentially, you know, help with maybe some gut health or some neurotransmitters or something like that, we're really not looking at the whole picture. What we're looking at is just like, let's put another Band-Aid on top. Let's do another pill for an ill. But what we could do to make a huge difference long term is actually reduce the causes of this PMS and the causes of the stress on the body long term. And then everything is going to work better. Your gut's going to work better. Your liver is going to work better. You're going to be able to detox better. You're going to have the nutrients that you need to have the energy and the happy periods and the higher libido that you want, instead of feeling irritable and grumpy and like you're not yourself all the time. And so that is why I'm just so passionate about this whole big picture perspective. And this is why this is one of the essentials in this hormone boot camp, is an understanding that these symptoms that we've been told over and over again are normal are absolutely not normal and are not something that you have to settle for long term. And so being able to understand where the stressors are in your body and being able to move into a place where you are moving some of those stressors out, I just can't tell you enough how much that makes a difference, and how many women I've seen lose some of their extra personalities before their period, or go from having 3 weeks of PMS out of the month to actually feeling like she could show up and be present as the mom she wanted to, and maybe having like a few hours of mood symptoms. These are truly life-changing things that can happen when you are willing to commit to yourself, when you're willing to say, I'm ready to make a change. This is not who I want to be. I want to show up somewhere else and show up as the person that I really want to be. It really is incredible what can happen. So I would love to support you in this. I would love to have you join us in Nourish Your Hormones. And I would love to see these things change for you so that you can show up with the capacity that you truly want to as a wife and a mom and with all of the dreams that you have that you may feel stuck in. You may feel like you can't move forward because 1 week or 2 weeks out of the month, this PMS is just kicking you to the curb and you have to start all over. And you have, you know, 1 week out of the month where your mood is bad, and then 1 week out of the month where your pain is bad, and then you've got like 2 weeks of good time, right? And then you're just like bracing to get back into that cycle again. And I have seen over and over this happen, and it makes me so sad because you just don't have to feel like that. So I just want to encourage you that you can see a break in this cycle with PMS and period pain. And tomorrow, the last day of our challenge, we are going to talk about how these hormone symptoms that you are dealing with now can be red flags, essentially, for chronic health symptoms in the future. And as a nurse who worked in the hospital for 10 years, I am here to tell you that preventing chronic health symptoms is the best way to have a long and happy life and not end up on tons of medications and in the hospital. And especially if those things run in your family, then this is a time that you can make a difference. And it's going to be the same steps to support your metabolism and to support your gut health and to decrease inflammation in the body that are going to make your hormones happier and also boost your health long term. Can't wait to see you tomorrow. Hey, thanks so much for hanging out with me today. If you had as much fun with this episode as I did, make sure to share it with one or three of your besties and leave a rating and review so that more and more women can find this podcast and have happy hormones. And when you're ready to have pain-free periods, no more PMS, and energy and capacity to live the life you really want to live, then it's time to join us in Nourish Your Hormones. I can't wait to see you in there and help you have balanced hormones all month long. See you next time. Any information shared on this podcast is solely for educational purposes, is not to be taken as medical advice or to be used as a diagnosis or a treatment plan for any medical condition. I'm sharing my educated opinions and experience, but nothing shared here can be taken on a one-size-fits-all basis. We always recommend that you do your own research, talk to your own doctors, and take full informed responsibility for any health and medical choices that you make. Hey, thanks so much for hanging out with me today. If you had as much fun with this episode as I did, make sure to share it with one or three of your besties and leave a rating and review so that more and more women can find this podcast and have happy hormones. And when you're ready to have pain-free periods, no more PMS, and energy and capacity to live the life you really want to live, then it's time to join us in Nourish Your Hormones. I can't wait to see you in there and help you have balanced hormones all month long. See you next time.